Center is the fastest track on the circuit right now.
Yeah, but they won't have a tire problem in Atlanta.
I hope to God they don't.
No, they won't. Yeah, the only problem, if they have a tire problem in Atlanta, I'm going to tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be that it's not grippy enough, which is going to cause the cars to slow down, and which means the race will be relatively safe, but it'll be boring. Okay,
well,
there's what the result
that
of that is.
That seems to be the issue for this stream anyway.
If they err on one side in Atlanta, it'll be that the tire's too hard, and it'll have an effect of the guys not wanting to pass, not wanting to get up alongside each other, and it'll be a follow the leader race, and the race will be boring, and it'll be one in the pits.
I hate that one.
But I don't think that's going to be the case. But I'm going to say if they're going to make a mistake, it's going to be that way.
Yeah.
I think they've had enough. They've had some experience in Atlanta already. They've got some Atlanta stuff under their belt, and I think
this would be the third race with that new car on Atlanta, right?
Right, and I think they're going to be fine. And I think that NASCAR will be really very strict about the setup, and I'm sure that they'll have discussions with these guys. This is the air pressure that the tire manufacturer is suggesting you run. You don't go below it. And if you do, you know, you're taking a big risk. And sometimes, I mean, if they can get to them and find that they're running the air pressure too low, they'll fine them. They'll fine them points, and they'll fine them money.
Yeah, I know. But when I was watching ARCA race, I think, didn't I see Jeffrey Earnhardt's name on the list that day?
You may have. I didn't see that, but certainly he was talking about doing that. Yes, they were talking about having him do that. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm trying to keep up with everybody now that I got my speed channel back here.
Well, you know, you bring up a point about some of the new young guns, and as Jimmy Johnson is approaching doing what he's doing, you know, it brings to mind to me the only guy in history to do what Jimmy Johnson is attempting to do is Cale Yarborough.
Cale Yarborough.
You know, he won three championships in a row.
76
through 78.
Huh?
76 through 78.
Okay. Ah, cat. I got a cat. You want it?
No, not really.
Well, it's curled up on my legs and using its claws.
Okay, well, that's...
I just moved it for 2 seconds because it should cover my back.
You know.
So what did you think of the race itself yesterday?
Well, I think it was a Martinsville kind of race. You know, I mean, it's Martinsville's. It's one of the few racetracks on the NASCAR schedule that I haven't been to, but it's one I always like to watch. And between it and the Steeler football game yesterday, I was back and forth. But I think it was a typical Martinsville race. I think if you look at a guy, you know, the winner, Jimmy Johnson. One of the more patient, consistent race car drivers out there.
Yeah.
Made no mistakes. You know, Jeff Burton made a mistake.
He made a big boo-boo.
Yeah, that hurt him bad.
Yeah, we'll finish with 17th, I think.
I think that's right. Dale Jr.
Nice job, Jr.
Well, nice job, except that he fell asleep on the green-white checker. I mean, the restart was horrible.
Daddy forgot to boot him in the butt, that's all.
Well, I was just surprised. I looked at it and I'm thinking, well, man, he must have buzzed the tires because for Jimmy Johnson to get that far away from him.
Oh, yeah, he just blew him away.
But it didn't look like he did. It looks to me like he just got caught napping.
Could be.
But nonetheless, I mean, he did finish second That's pretty good, but I think this championship is, you know, we're talking about being down to three guys, and if you stretch it, you could say four.
You get a real stretch.
That's a stretch. I
don't see any track that's going to do any kind of junkyard refugees type thing.
Junkyard.
You know what I mean by them?
No, help me out.
Crash! Ooh, ready for the junkyard.
You know, I think going to Atlanta, it favors a guy like Carl Edwards. It also favors a guy, even though he's not in the hunt, Kyle Busch. Those kinds of guys who have the bonsai mentality will be pretty good at Atlanta. Jimmy Johnson, ultimately, at this point, doesn't have anything to prove and doesn't have to do anything spectacular. He just needs to make sure he finishes every race at this point.
Yeah, he's got to finish every race and finish better than competitors to a point.
Yeah, you know.
I think you can wrap it up, not this week, but the week before championship weekend.
Well, I think we've got that was the sixth race, was it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got Atlanta, and I think the race after Atlanta will be it. If
you got Atlanta, Phoenix.
Lead, it'd basically be his.
You got Atlanta, Phoenix, Homestead, and I think I'm missing one.
No. You're in Atlanta. Okay, I'll tell you in a second. Get my cup out. There it is. Get my glasses. That'll be a better trick. If I can read what I'm trying to do here. I get old, either way, glasses and knitters.
I'm wearing them too, so.
I've had them for years, so I can't really complain. Okay. We have got Atlanta, which is this week. Oh, Texas, Fort Worth, Phoenix.
Biffle could go out here and finish in the top three the next four races, and it's not going to be good enough if Jimmy Johnson doesn't have some bad luck. And so far, he's just doing his job, man. Quietly getting it done.
He's avoiding the wrecks and everything else.
Not making mistakes, staying out of trouble.
Yeah.
Good finishes.
Good pit stops.
Yeah, it's the total package. Total package.
Some of those pit stops where they can really hang you up bad.
You know what's interesting about this is you got a guy who's chasing only one time ever before, Cale Yarborough, and these two guys' driving styles are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
They are as night and day different people and different drivers as it could be.
You ever get a chance to watch the NASCAR Classics?
Oh, once in a while, yeah.
Boy, my granddaughter's watching the race. She says, why can't they race like that today? They're going around and not doing much passing.
Well, you know, I've got a little theory, too. I think, and I'm not, I'm sure that they talk about this in the hallways of the NASCAR meetings, but I think some of the stuff that would help, I really believe if they shortened the races a little bit, I think if they shorten them up in the 400 mile range and the 400 lap range instead of 500 laps like they did at Martinsville, I think you'd see more. I mean, I'm not saying they'd run every lap wide open. Don't misunderstand me.
No.
But I think they would run. They would race more than they race with a 500 lap race.
Do you think the 500s might fatigue the drivers a little more? That by the time they end up at that 500 mark, they're pretty well pooped.
At certain racetracks, that's for sure.
Well, what is it? Dover, I think, they said is a rough track.
It's a tough racetrack. Yep, tough on your neck.
I can remember one race, Ricky Rudd got, and he looked like he was going to pass right out. He was so exhausted.
Well, you know, there's some other things. Of course, they've changed some things. They have, you know, they have air intakes for the drivers that keeps the air circulating. But there was a time when the whole idea was to make that car so no air got into it. Well, if there's no air to get into it, there's no air to breathe. And you can't help but have, the fumes from the engine. Because you remember, most of these racetracks are running in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not a lot of fresh air. But they've created ways to get some fresh air to the driver, and that keeps them going. And don't make any mistake. These guys are all athletes, and most of them are in great shape. But I think that, back to the point, there is a lot of riding around that goes on, and it goes on because it's a 500 lap or a 500 mile race, and it's a long race, you know. And honestly, if you compare that to the Saturday night racing, I mean, I was in a race Saturday night, and we had a 25 lap race that we couldn't get going because every lap we went to run, everybody tried to win it on the first lap, and it was a disaster. It was probably
a bunch of rambunctious gentlemen out there, huh?
In my racing career, it's probably the most embarrassing race that I've ever participated in. Even though I didn't finish badly, I finished great. I finished second.
Very good.
I didn't.
Congratulations.
I didn't hit anybody, and I didn't get hit by anybody, but there was a lot of hitting going on, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
Yeah. It was a tough night. But, you know, the difference is we got, number one, there's skill difference, obviously, but the other difference is that, you know, 25 laps means to a lot of people, we got to run it like it's like every lap's the last lap.
Yeah.
Well, 500 miles or 500 laps to a Cup driver is, hey man, let's just take it easy, and they've learned that lesson.
Yeah.
You know, they don't run every lap wide open,
right.
and they don't need to run every lap wide open.
No, that you got your anxious run to fail, I have to.
Well, lots of guys like the position of running near the front. They feel like they're in better shape to avoid the things that go on near the back. And a lot of them are right.
Not always true.
Well, let me ask you this. We have to go to a break. We've already run almost 20 minutes, but here's the way they stand.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson has a 149 point lead over Greg Biffle.
Yeah.
152 point lead over Jeff Burton. And Carl Edwards has 198 point lead over Carl Edwards. And just, I guess, for the sake of saying it, the top five, Clint Bowyer, is 246 points behind.
Yeah.
What do you see happening in that group? Do you see anybody challenging Jimmy Johnson?
The only one that's got the experience, but I don't know if he can get the fate, the gods of the fates here to do it, and that'd be Jeff Burton.
Well, here's
he's a wise driver. He's not one of these idiots that's going to take a ridiculous chance when he doesn't need to. He's not going to try to bulldoze his way through the pack to get up to the front at an early part of the race.
But he does make mistakes, as he made a big one yesterday.
Well, but it's not his patent, shall we say. It's not a Kurt Busch. It's not a Kyle Busch or Ryan Newman lately or anybody else that less obsessed plowing up through the pack. Takes stupid chances. Jeff Burton tries not to. Once in a while, like everybody else, he messes up.
Well, here's
Man Earnhardt, he messed up a few times too.
I don't think Jimmy Johnson has anybody to beat the rest of the way except Jimmy Johnson.
That's possibility, because you don't know how the nerves will do. I mean, he's going to, like you say, he'd only be the second man in NASCAR history.
I don't think nerves are going to be a part of this. I think so
because it's history. It's not just Jimmy Johnson's name on that trophy again.
It is
a piece of history, something that hasn't been done in what, 40 years?
Well,
right?
30 years.
Somewhere around there.
Here's the deal. Jimmy Johnson's won two championships, both of them back to back.
Right.
Going for a third one. The guy's obviously very focused. He's very in tune with what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to let the news media, the people out there, take him off his game. He doesn't. I mean, he won't even. I doubt he'll entertain much discussion about Cale Yarborough's record until Homestead. And if he happens to win it, then he'll probably have some discussion, and he'll probably say some very kind things about Cale Yarborough and being honored and humbled to be in his company. Beyond that, I don't think you're going to see Jimmy Johnson give it. Much thought time, much of his energy at all. He's going to be focusing on the next race, and that's what I think you'll see.
The reason he's a human being and the nerves to think that he's got a chance at this. And I'm sure there is talk at Hendricks about him doing this.
I'm sure there isn't. Not with him included. I'm going to tell you something. The one thing that race car drivers don't do is talk about something that could happen. You never, ever, ever talk about what could happen.
They all have their goals, and why wouldn't this be a goal of him being so close to it?
It might be a goal, and it's probably a goal for Hendrick and the team and everybody involved, but it's not going to be one that they talk about, I promise you. It won't be talked about until it happens.
And he can lock up. He can lock out a couple of drivers at the end of Atlanta. Depends on where he finishes, because he got, 195 points yesterday.
That's right.
You got the whole Schmeel yesterday.
Sixth win, so here we go. You know, we've got a champion, sixth win this year, so we got a champion, a guy leading the points that's had a significant number of wins, a significant number of good finishes. It speaks well for the sport and the chase and so on. And with that, I'm going to tell you good night.
We'll talk to you next week, and you have a good week.
Thank you, Gene.
You're welcome, Dave.
Okay, everybody, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll certainly be glad to take your phone calls as well. 239-0033, 800-927-0033, star 1150 on your singular wireless cell phone. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
In-business managers are always taking a hard look at every penny they spend. They want not only a good value, but a great value for their dollar. The kind of value offered every day by Eisenhower Office Supply and Furniture. Eisenhower's is a family-run business, in business for more than 35 years, and for more than 18 years, you voted them best round in the News Journal Reader's Choice Award. Whether it's paper or printer cartridges, Eisenhower's has it in stock or can get it fast from their 35,000 item catalog. Eisenhower's also features quality office furniture at the best prices in town. So to make your business a showplace and get the job done efficiently, call Eisenhower Office Supply at 253-8125 or the Eisenhower Design and Space Planning Experts. That's 253-8125. Or stop by Eisenhauer Office Supply and Furniture, 601 North Ridgewood Avenue in Daytona Beach, a few short blocks south of Mason. Eisenhauer Office Supply and Furniture can save you time and gas with their free delivery and setup service. Call them today at 253-8125.
Mr. Douglas, Mr. Walsh is here to see you.
What? No, he can't come back here. Tell him I'm in a meeting, or tell him I'm out of the office. Tell him I'm out of the country. Tell him anything.
Yes, sir.
Is your dirty office causing you professional embarrassment? Would you rather hide than let your clients see your filthy workspace? Then it's time to call Aristoclean. Aristoclean's premier cleaning service will keep your office sparkling and sanitized so you can feel confident when clients walk in. Our effective, meticulous cleaning and consistent, reliable care means you can relax and focus on your business. Let your office be cleaned by professionals you can trust. Call Aristoclean today at 304-8866. That's 304-8866. Or visit us on the web at aristoclean.com. You work hard for your professional image. Don't let a dirty office tarnish it.
Mr. Douglas, your 1 o'clock is here.
Thanks, Judy. Send him on in.
Aristoclean, the professional's choice. Aristoclean is the official cleaning company of Black Crow Media.
Don't let those pesky love bugs eat into the paint of your car. Sparkle and Shine Car Wash hires extra help in honor of those little buggers. Make sure you wash your vehicle often. The body acids from those little critters, along with Florida's hot sun, can leave permanent damage into your vehicle's surface. And don't forget to keep a good coat of wax on your vehicle year-round. Sparkle and Shine has created an affordable way in today's economy to help keep up on the bug season. With a $5 express wash that includes a soft cloth wash, spot-free rinse, and power dry, along with a brand new offer of free self-vacuuming. Breaking news! They're now offering their express car wash only $3. That's right, $3 every Wednesday, only at Sparkle and Shine. And don't let the storm scare you away. They're open rain or shine, offering a 48-hour rain check on any wash you purchase, and they'll rewash your vehicle for free. Sparkle and Shine also offers a full-service wash and a full detail shop. They're located at 49 South Yonge Street, US 1, Ormond Beach, one block south of Granada. Call 386-677-4500. 533.
Caring Through Sharing, a Daytona charity, provides free food assistance to working families within our very own community. Black Crow Media, Vanacore Homes, and Caring Through Sharing are dedicated to helping our local families. You too can help with a donation, and in return you will be registered for a chance to win a brand new $300,000 home in Ormond Beach, and will receive a free ticket to the drawing, where Chipper Jones of the Atlanta Braves will be drawing the winning ticket.
Please visit caringthroughsharing.org today and help support this worthy cause by registering for a chance at winning a new beautiful home. Ticket sales are limited, so act now.
That's caringthroughsharing.org, or call 676-9406 and register for a chance to win a beautiful new home in Ormond Beach. Please help us with making a difference in the lives of our struggling area families.
That's caringthroughsharing.org, or call 386-676-9406. That's 676-9406.
Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Well, welcome back to Trackside tonight, and tonight it's just me, Randy Dye. And, of course, we've been talking about some of the things going on in the NASCAR scene. I don't know that you can say it's a foregone conclusion that Jimmy Johnson is going to win the championship, but it certainly is. His position is pretty spectacular at this point, with only four races to go. And again, it's my thought that I think the only person he really has to beat is just himself. He doesn't. The other guys are all back there racing, and they're moving up and down within that top five, but not a lot else going on. And Jimmy Johnson's lead, while they're fighting beneath him, it just continues to be extended in the points lead. So that's kind of, we'll come back probably a little bit to some more NASCAR stuff in a few minutes, but we've got another one of our regulars on the line, and he's calling from, I believe, the great state of Indiana, Jimmy G.
Hey, how you doing, Randy?
Good, it's just you and me, bud.
Yeah, I'll make sure I don't say anything off color this week.
Well, I don't know that I don't remember what you said that was off color last week. But don't say it again if it was, so how about that?
No problem, no okay. problem. I just want to report in about our Daytona Antique Auto Racing group. Our Southern Vintage Series wrapped up at North Florida Speedway. And 73-year-old Dave Jarrett from Orlando, he took the sprint car portion plus perfect attendance and overall points for the 17 race series we ran this summer.
You said he's 73 years old.
73. Yeah, and his grandson runs Super Stocks down to Orlando, and he's a good driver. Kid's a good driver.
He's run every race.
Yep, Dave ran every race. We ran, Charlotte County, Auburndale, Orlando, Speed World, Putnam, and North Florida. And we've had races, twice a month. And with these old antique cars, they just keep on plugging. His son, Kelly, has been his crew chief for days and kept him going. I figured they'd get him one way or the other. If they had to bring him in with a wheelchair or an ambulance for the last race.
Well, it's pretty impressive that a 73-year-old guy is racing, gets perfect attendance at 17 different races.
Yeah, well, actually 16 because we get one rain out at Putnam. But
okay,
yeah.
But regardless, that's a pretty significant commitment.
That's very impressive. I'm very happy for him. He started running Bandoleros. He'd raced back in the 60s and 70s and had got out of it and came back in and started running Bandoleros a few years ago down the Speed World, and then he got her interest in the sprint car, and it takes a lot to wheel around a sprint car, especially 73. I don't care if it got power steering.
Well,
and he doesn't putt around. He'll get right up there and run right with him. So
well, that's good. Now, Jimmy, you got a plan for the 2009 calendar year? What's that going to look like?
Well, we're just putting it together. We will have Zephyr Hills coming up the following weekend after Daytona 500. We'll be over Zephyr. Our next race is this coming November, the 13th through the 16th, at Zephyr Hills at the Festival Park during the day, just south of Zephyr Hills on 301. And we'll have around, between 70 and 80 cars, all different types and ages. We take cars 30 years and older. Mm-hmm. And we have some dating back to 1918. Get out there and run, runabouts, and we get sprints, midgets. But also in our series, Bill Lent, he's an old alcohol funny car driver. He won the flathead midget division. Dale Miller, who was the president of DARA, won the overhead valve a midget division. Gene Vitellio won Doc division, and Richie Iverson won the six-cylinder flathead division. We've had about almost 60 different competitors this year.
Well, it's great that these guys, yourself and all these guys, have a passion for the sport, and they continue to do it. And we look forward to I look forward to hearing from you every week and keeping us up to speed on the progress and the goings-on of that Daytona Antique Auto Racing Association.
Yeah, you should try to get over to Zephyr Hills and watch them.
It won't be long, Jimmy, and I'll be an antique myself, so, maybe you can find a car about my age and I can drive one of them.
Well, what do you want? You want a stock, midget, sprint?
You just pick one, buddy. There's not many of them I haven't driven, so it wouldn't bother me any at all. I'd have a lot of fun. I'll come over sometime.
We've got them on our DARARacing.com website, and we've got a whole car.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Not bad. I heard you say you wanted to drive one if you can find one as old as you. I don't think they got them that old, Randy.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I felt really old Saturday night when I was out racing the late model at New Smyrna, and man, there's a bunch of young people driving race cars.
There's a lot of younger people nowadays. I don't know if that's good or if it's bad for the sport. I think they start them off in the wrong divisions. I think they think if they start them off in the faster divisions, it means they get to NASCAR faster, and I don't think that happens much anymore. I think it's making a lot of racing tough for guys like you that's been around it for a while.
Well, you know, what it does is it, you know, I'll say this. We had a race Saturday night, and Billy, I've been racing a long time. Of course, I've been out of it for a little while, but it was probably the most embarrassing race I've ever been a part of in my life. It's because we just couldn't ever run a lap without wrecking somebody.
What was the problem there? Did they ever start you single file, or did y'all start double file every time, or?
We started double file a couple different times, and then we started single file, and it didn't matter. I think we could have started in neutral, and we'd have wrecked. I mean, it was that bad.
Was it the same guys over and over?
Well, a couple of them were, and then I'll tell you, there was no, and you know how fast New Smyrna has gotten. There's no easy wreck. I mean, when you wreck out there, you're pretty much, you know.
Yeah, you could hurt yourself real fast there.
That's right. You got to go back. Well, you're if you don't hurt yourself, you're certainly going to hurt the race car.
Right.
It's not likely to come running right back. But I think sometimes the youth or inexperience in a big full body car, you know, in a quarter midget, you can bump into somebody and spin out and have a little wreck and all that, and pretty much get pushed off and keep going.
Right.
But when you're running a big full-body race car and you go banging against a wall, it doesn't come back that same way.
Yeah, but the biggest key to that sentence you said is patience. Most young kids nowadays don't have any.
Well, us old guys, it just comes part of – it's kind of like breathing, you know.
Right. But the younger generation now, they have no patience. They want to go fast now. They want to go to the front now. They want to win now. And you can't do all three of them at the same time. You got to learn somewhere. And the problem is they don't want to learn anymore. They want to get right in there and become the winner.
Well, I think I hate to categorize everybody, because it's not fair to all young people to say that. But I'll say this. You know, I thought once we got the single file, I said, okay, now we're going to be able to go race. And you know, we'll just go out here and run 10 or 12, 15 laps, because the race was 25 laps. Then we'll figure out where we are and try to run the last half of it, but never got there. It was that bad. And
we had a 30 lap 1500 to win mod race a couple weeks ago at Ocala. We called it the Fall Brawl. Kind of had the same problem. We were on lap 7 for 32 minutes.
Oh man.
I will give you an example. The guy that brought out the first yellow on lap 7 went to the tail. By the time we completed lap 8, this is how many wrecks happened before this. He was back up to 5th.
Oh,
mercy. And he never passed anybody. Now, I remind you, we started 24 cars. On lap 7, we probably still had 20 cars running. The 15 guys, he passed 15 guys and never passed one of them under green. He passed them all because they all wrecked in front of him. So, you know.
It's tough to explain that because, you know, these race cars are not inexpensive. You know, they're very expensive, and they're very expensive to repair, and to think, and then we're not racing for a lot of money,
right?
So it's not a matter of, okay, I'm going to sacrifice a car because there's a big prize at the end of the rainbow,
right?
No, so it really doesn't make a lot of sense to me. We were fortunate. We were right in the middle of it every time. We started 8th in a 13 or 14 car field. And we didn't get hit, and we didn't hit anybody.
Right.
And managed to, I guess I keep calling myself older, but I guess the reaction time's still pretty good. And it helps to have a very experienced spotter. You know,
right. Who's spotting for you?
Wayne.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah. It was funny. He got frustrated. The last one, he come on the radio, and he says, "Stop! Slow down!" He couldn't say anymore. And I think in all the time that I've raced, and he's been my spotter, that's the first time that's ever happened. Huh. I mean, it was like the 5th one in a row, and I think he was just like, I don't know what else to say.
Right.
But right. They did have a fairly good field of cars at New Smyrna, and you know, the kids had a Halloween night, and that was fun, and they had a good series, good truck race. Although Ben Kennedy got hit real hard there at the end, and
took okay?
a, he's okay. Yeah, he took a good lick. You know, one good thing about them young kids, they're like rubber. They just bounce,
you know. You know, this is almost like the fun time of the racing year. The sun's not out as long. It's not as hot. People's not aggravated because they've been standing all day. They've been there all day sweating. And, you know, like I said, the sun's going down faster, so it's cooler. The racetrack gets cooler, and people are having fun, and people are sitting in the grandstands. And, you know, I want to say that I don't know if anybody else said or if they said anything at the track Saturday, but a couple Sundays ago, they lost a guy out there named Joe Cinconico, who was, and I probably didn't pronounce that right. But he used to help us on the Lawrence car. He used to build motors for Chris Lawrence, and they called him Turn 4 Joe. That little, there's a sign at the at New Smyrna coming off of Turn 4 that says Turn 4 Joe. That's where he used to park. He passed away a couple Sundays ago, and I just found out this past weekend. And yeah, that's a sad situation anytime you lose somebody like that. But that guy loved racing, man. He used to race up north, and he was a pretty good guy doing curbs. And he became real good friends, or he knew Terry Roberts before Terry Roberts went to New Smyrna, and they got him a sign there, and they called him Turn 4 Joe, and that's where him and his wife, Benny, used to park every Saturday. So, you know, we'll miss him
bad,
for sure.
Yeah. I hadn't heard that, and I'm sorry that I hadn't heard that.
But you know, that's what I was saying. This is the time you guys did a trick-or-treat deal out there, and this is the time that everybody's getting into it. We got a lot of big things coming up at Ocala. We got Halloween night. We're having a topless that's Lids Off the Late Malls, Randy.
Let me make sure you explain that, Billy.
It's called Lids Off the Late Model Spooktacular. It's going to be a 50-lap or 3,000 a win. And right now I've talked to a little around 40 guys that said they should be able to make the trip. You know, everybody says, all the guys, they say, well, I got kids. I got to take my kids trick-or-treating. And this is what I said to them. Bring them to the track. We're going to trick-or-treat on the front straightaway. We're going to get all the cars out there. So if a kid only goes to 60 houses or 50 houses to trick-or-treat, why not let him trick-or-treat? We should have around 80 to 90 race cars or more. So it's like visiting 90 different houses, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It was kind of like a thing we came up saying with why let them trick-or-treat on the street when they can trick-or-treat on the straight?
There you go. Yep.
So it's going to be a neat thing, and I'm sure, you know, I mean, you have a little boy, so you know what it's like. So, you know, you have to get out and enjoy the things while you can. And, you know, the racing season at Volusia is done. And, you know, I went to Brunswick on Saturday to the showdown on the coast. And I like to get out and watch things. And I was kind of wanting to come watch you race this week, but I'm going to go to Henry County for the United Dirt Late Model Challenge Series. They got a big 7,000 to win there Saturday night at Henry County, so that's going to be a good show.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. We're still just enjoying getting reacquainted out there. You know, lots of things are different. Some of the things are the same. And, you know, I'm just trying to get myself, used to being on the racetrack. And so far there have been two really big-time eventful races, and yet, we're lucky. We're still in pretty good shape. And
right.
We look forward to racing some more and just trying to have some fun, and at some point in time, I'm sure that we'll turn that over to somebody younger. That certainly is the way that the way the sport's going, and try to help somebody else get started. Maybe put together a little alliance with a young driver, and there are some. I will tell you, there are some very well behaved young people out there that are driving race cars. There are some that are not, but there are some that are very well behaved, very respectful, very polite, very courteous, and can still get it done on the racetrack. And and you can tell a lot about the difference. The difference is, many times, is about the parents.
Right.
And,
usually those are the ones that are going to go places. The other ones just end up right where they are forever.
Yep.
A young kid from New Smyrna, Dylan Wood, he was running super late models, of course, you know, and he got him a ride this past week at the showdown on the coast. And they took, they had 54 cars, and they took two out of each heat. They ran six heat races, so they unlocked 12, and Dylan sat in a car that he never drove before and made the show, and he was fast. He was up to seventh the last I looked and had a flat right rear tire, so with about 10 to go, but ended up around, around the 10th or 11th place mark. But that kid's got a straight head on his shoulders, I mean, and that's what it takes nowadays.
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, you can't just, lots of kids just go real, real fast, and they don't recognize there's more to the deal. But there are a lot of good ones. I've met some good ones out there in the few weeks that I've been back. So,
right.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling.
No problem, buddy.
We got another guy on the line. I'm going to take his call. And
I'll see you next Monday, man.
All right. Have a good weekend, Billy.
You too, buddy.
Okay, we'll see you. I think you said this is Bobby. Okay, hey, Bobby. Hello.
Hello.
Bobby.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Trackside Tonight.
My name is Bobby. I think Joe knows me from Volusia Speedway.
Okay, well, they're not here tonight, but it's just you and me.
Okay.
Hey, turn your radio down. You're never going to be able to figure this deal out.
Okay.
Oh, I think he didn't turn the radio down. He turned the phone off. Okay. Yeah, he'll call back. I hope so anyway. As I was saying about some of the sport, if you look at the people that are participating, you know, there's the exceptions. I mean, you've got the David Rogers of the world and some of those guys, but there are an awful lot of young people participating, and there's some really, really good young kids out there. Not just young, talented drivers, but young talented drivers that are good young people with a good spirit, with good manners and courtesy, tough competitors. I think the bottom line here is that if I was a parent and I could pick any driver to try to have my child model themselves after, there's a few. One of them would be Mark Martin. He conducts himself incredibly respectfully, never seems to lose his cool on the racetrack. He never seems to ever get, his emotions never seem to get the best of him. Another would be this Jimmy Johnson. I mean, this guy probably almost to a fault is a cool customer. I mean, you know, he's not this flamboyant, exciting, boiling personality. He's pretty well under control. Very rarely does he say anything that he would be sorry for. In fact, I would have to dig hard to come up with something. And he's almost a machine. He just goes out there and gets the job done. And so if you're out there listening to our program and you've got kids that are considering the sport, even maybe participating in go-karts or the quarter midgets or something like that, help them, direct them to the right guy. Just winning races isn't good enough. You know, you've got to be a good citizen. You've got to be a good, productive member of society and be able to speak well and keep your cool and not let the competition get the better of you, because it can if you let it. In any event, the other thing, while we're on this subject, if you've never seen this, when I say quarter midgets, if you've never seen them race, these are kids from 5 years old all the way up to 16 years old. They race every Friday night at New Smyrna Speedway in the area of Turn 1 and 2 at New Smyrna Speedway. We have a quarter midget track built out there. It's an incredible experience. The gate admission is zero. It costs you nothing. The fun is high, and you'll have a good time. You'll be, I would say, you'll probably get your breath taken away by some of the things that they do. But it's really kind of cool for me, because we started this racetrack back in 2001. Now a lot of these kids that were racing back then are racing in fact, some of them I'm racing against. So I guess it's gratifying and a little bit sobering at the same time. We're gonna give another chance. We're gonna take another quick break and come back and finish up our program. Before we do that, we're gonna give you the phone numbers: 239-0033, 800-927-0033, star 1150 on your AT&T wireless cell phone. That's a free call. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hi, I'm Mark Robertson, professional photographer at Beach Photo and Video. Do you have old 8mm home movies? Did you know that their life cycle may be coming to an end? Let Beach Photo and Video put your old home movies or VHS tapes to DVD today. Beach Photo can also scan your slides, prints, or negatives to CD for easy and safe storage. Bring your images to Beach Photo and let us create a DVD for that special someone or special event. We can add music, titles, and special effects to make your movie project truly impressive. What a great gift idea!
We know the joy of photography. Beach Photo and Video.
Bring all your photographic needs to Beach Photo and Video. 604 Main Street, Beachside, 1340 West ISB Boulevard in the Kmart Shopping Plaza, or call us at 252-0577.
Larry Kelly here for the all-new Ritchie Cadillac on Nova Road, just north of Mason Avenue, where you'll find the lowest prices in Central Florida on new Cadillacs. See all the great deals on the web at RitchieAutos.com, like interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months, and rebates up to $7,000 for the biggest savings of the year. Save up to $15,000 on new Escalades, up to $7,000 on new SRXs. And the Motor Trends Car of the Year, the CTS, is discounted up to $5,000. And the DTS is discounted up to $10,000. Our pre-owned vehicles are second to none. Better maintained, lower mileage, higher quality, and all Ritchie certified. And now get rates as low as 2.9 on our GM certified pre-owned vehicles. View our entire inventory on the web at RitchieAutos.com or call us at 252-3755. Or visit our beautiful new showroom and dealership today on Nova Road just north of Mason Avenue. And while you're in, check out our 15,000 square foot ultra-modern service facility. And oh yeah, tell them Larry Kelly sent you.
By now you know Balaban and Schmidt as certified QuickBook consultants solving many of your business computer problems. But did you know that Balaban and Schmidt are professionals in tax, estate, and business planning? Balaban and Schmidt are qualified, certified public accountants who respond to your questions in a timely manner. Balaban and Schmidt will work with your other financial professionals, attorney, investment advisor, insurance broker, and banker. Balaban and Schmidt sell no product, so you get unbiased and fair advice. If you're starting a new business or are new to the area, call Balaban and Schmidt first, not later. Your record keeping and setup will go much smoother. Now's the time to review your relationship with your current accountant. Are they knowledgeable and offer prompt service? Are your phone calls promptly returned? Do they offer suggestions for tax savings and planning? If you answered no to any one of these questions, it's time to call Balaban and Schmidt at 238-8680. That's 238-8680 for Balaban and Schmidt, CPA. Call Trackside tonight at 239-0033, star 1150, or toll free at 1-800-927-0033. And now back to Trackside Tonight with Randy, Joe, and Billy.
Well, welcome back once again to Trackside Tonight. I'm Randy Dye, and as I said several times during the night, it's just me and Mark here, our producer, and you out there listening, and those of you that are calling in. We've got about 10 more minutes to go, so anything that's on your mind particularly pertinent to racing, we would appreciate your call, and we could be happy to talk about it, exchange ideas, or maybe just let you you say what you want to say. Certainly, the local racing program, I think many different kinds of, you know, racing is a business, and it's a as a track owner and a track promoter, it's a business, and it's a challenging time for that business as well. Over the last week, and as we speak here tonight, going on at there are meetings taking place that pertain to the weekly racing program at Orlando Speed World and New Smyrna Speedway, and the folks that are involved, you know, the race directors, the track promoters, the owner, some of the staff are holding meetings with each individual division that races at those two racetracks, just trying to kind of in a town hall type format to get some ideas, to exchange ideas, to give these people a place. For instance, tonight it's the Super Stock guys, and then I guess a little bit later are the Mini Stock guys, and give them an opportunity to speak their mind. What can they do? What can the racetrack do to help enhance the experience of racing at New Smyrna and Orlando? Give them some creative ideas. Talk about what's going right. Talk about what's going wrong. And interestingly enough, in this challenging economic time, one of the things that happened at the very first meeting was that Robert Hart took what I thought was an extraordinary position, and he was in attendance. He lowered the pit entrance gate for competitors and those people who prefer to watch the races and be a part of the pits down from its rate of $30 down to $20 for non-fast car licensed people and $15 per fast car licensed individual, which was really quite remarkable in this time. And he lowered the gate on the front side for the spectators back down to $10 per person. Obviously, the kids that are under 12 are free. And so I thought it was pretty unique, pretty out of the norm to go, hey, okay, let's respond to this and see if we can't engage and get some more folks out to the racetrack, both in this in the grandstand side and in the pit side. And I think this is just one of several things to come over the next several weeks. One of the things you want to do is to take down this website. It's www.newsmyrnaspeedway.org, and it'll give you a lot of information about what's going on with these town hall type meetings, and also in a larger extent, the sanctioning body is known as FASTCAR, and you can go on to www.fastcar.org. You'll be able to see some of the notes that have been taken. You'll get to see some of the actions that will be, initiatives that will be undertaken as a result of these meetings. And so far, the people that I have spoken with, and I've been attending some of the meetings, have had nothing but good things to say. They brought out things everywhere from things about tech to the length of the program to maybe a change in the format, how quickly points get posted, the price of the admission on the grandstand and pit side, what the schedule is going to look like in, during speed weeks, when a new rule book for the 2009 year will be out, and how, what, when, where we tech and what we tech, and just an amazing array of different things. Seemingly everything has been on the table. There's not, I have not seen them say they would not answer any question that's been asked or suggest that there were any limits to what these conversations might be. So there's an unprecedented willingness by the staff and management at Orlando Speed World and New Smyrna Speedway to try to make the program better. I would encourage you, if you're a fan, it's a bit more difficult. But one of the things that you can do is, you know, it's pretty easy to spot track officials at New Smyrna Speedway and Orlando Speed World. You know, they're all wearing the same color shirt, and usually a bright yellow shirt. Comment, write it down, and give it to the people there. It will get in the right hands. You know, as much as these town hall meetings are really kind of from the competitive side, it's as important to the staff and management at those racetracks that the fan experience and the sponsor experience be one that you consider to be worthwhile and worth the money that you've spent to get in to the racetrack, and would cause you to want to come back again. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to have a chance to make a difference. Certainly, if you walk away mad for some reason, that's not going to do anybody any good, yourself or the racetrack. If you walk away happy, tell them why you're happy so they don't cut that out unknowingly. I know one of the things that they're working on, and I appreciate, is they're trying to get a program where maybe they can get it finished up at about 10:30 on a Saturday night. And, boy, that'd be nice, you know, to be able to go out to the racetrack, have a good time, enjoy the experience, be out of there by 10:30, not have to, you know, be getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that shoots the whole next day. So there's some things like that are going on, and I applaud Joe Lewandowski and Butch Pierce and Robert Hart, Kim Brown, and some of those that are out there, Barbara Pierce, that are really working hard at trying to make short track racing in our local community an experience that is that's good for competitors, for fans, for sponsors, just for everybody in general. And speaking of New Smyrna Speedway, this coming Saturday night, there will be the Fast Car Late Model Challenge Series event. It is 100 laps. Some of the best late models in the state of Florida are going to be in competition. These are some of the same cars that raced this past Saturday night, and I'm sure they'll put on a better show for you. There's usually a good field of them, you know, in the mid to upper 20s. Great names that participate in this, guys like Rich Clouser and Jeremy Colangelo and some guys like that are great race car drivers, young guys that are very, very talented. Jessica Murphy, a very young girl, she's been a guest on our show, but if you didn't know it was a young lady driving a car, you'd think it was she was probably King Kong, because she drives a race car like she's King Kong. She's very aggressive, very talented, and does a great job. That's somebody you need to come see. A lot of these people have driven quarter midgets before, and that's kind of where they're graduating from. So look forward to coming out there. Get there early. For an event like this, the pit gates open at 2 o'clock. The grandstands open at 5 o'clock. Racing starts at 7:30. It'll be a program definitely worth seeing. There's other events that we'll be talking to you about next week about what's going on. Certainly, we've got the Cup Series to be looking forward to. Don't know who's going to win the championship for sure, but I kind of have a funny feeling his initials are JJ, and that'll be a unique experience. Three-time winner if that happens, and would be tying the great Cale Yarborough. I'm looking here, and I think the News Journal is going to have a discussion with Cale Yarborough tomorrow about that, probably about his three championships, and probably be worth picking that newspaper up and looking for that story. I suspect it's going to be a good one. As always, we really appreciate you listening to our program and participating and calling in and asking questions and just offering your opinion and giving information, kind of like what's going on with New Smyrna Speedway. We certainly look forward to providing a product to you that you like, that you like to be involved in. And if there's ever anything that you'd like us to do different or you'd like to hear, you'd like us to talk about, don't ever hesitate to call us at 239-0033, 800-927-0033, and star 1150 on your AT&T wireless cell phone. We'll be back here next Monday night with Trackside Tonight. Good night, everybody.